Welcome to episode 579 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. For a cruise lover, there is no greater feeling than the one you get on embarkation day when you step on board full of excitement and ready for adventure on the high seas. But somehow those fun-filled days, always seem to fly by a little bit too fast. And before you know it, it's time to disembark. So pack up your belongings, your memories, and list of things that you would have done if you just had a little more time on board. For that, you'll just have to do it next time and head home. But what if you didn't have to leave so soon? Recently, Lindsay had the opportunity to experience back-to-back sailing on Celebrity Edge. She is here with us to share it. Why this is the perfect hack to beat those post-cruise blues. So let's get started. And yours was a pretty sweet back-to-back.
Oh,
I'm looking at your itinerary and...
Yeah.
I've heard, you know, people do back-to-back, like, you know, maybe like a lot of cruise lines will do like an Eastern, they'll flip-flop Eastern and Western, but this is really cool.
Yeah. So I am admittedly, I'm one of those people that always is like, oh, you get on and you're like, oh, I'm going to have so much time. I'm going to do this. And then the last day we're like, we never even went over here. Or I never even saw this area. I never did. So to spend 21 nights on the same ship was.
So did you feel like you did everything?
Well, no.
I knew you were going to say that.
I could probably spend a year on the ship and get off and feel like that was something I didn't do.
Yeah. Have you met me, Sandy?
I mean, I was going to attest to you feeling like you have not done everything. So,
but
yeah.
I will say this. This was, I think that there is a, if you do it right, this is the perfect hack for those of us who both want it. Because they always say, like, old school cruising was you're either pick the ship or the destination, right? Mm-hmm. You're either picking the ship or the ports or the places that you want to visit. And then when you're on the cruise, like, especially with several, there are several cruise lines that come to mind. There's so much on board that I never get to do if my itinerary is too packed. Right. If there's too many great port visits, then you're sacrificing your time on board, and vice versa. If there's not, then you're just spending a lot of time on board. But that it comes down to like where you want to focus your time. So if you, like in this instance, I found this opportunity to do two back to back, and one of the itineraries was a little port intensive, and then one was not as port intensive. And that ended up being a good mix for me. I don't think I would have enjoyed this experience as much if it had been all port intensive. Does that make sense? Like or if it had been vice versa.
Or if you end up with like nights, 21 nights and then like 10 sea days. It's like,
Yeah. So, I mean, and we did have quite a few sea days at the end, but it was nice to get to relax. But this is where the logistics come into this. Having myself, I needed the beverage package, of course, and I needed the internet package. But all of that stuff ends at your first cruise, right? So you have to have it for both cruises. And that means if you have onboard credits or if you have anything like that, you've got to use them up. Nothing rolls over. There's
well, and it's back to back. I mean, they're technically two separate itineraries. So, you know, clients will often ask, well, since I've checked in for the first one, do I need to check in for the second one too? Technically, yes, yeah. Because even though you're basically, you know, just hopping right on, it's still a totally separate.
I mean,
cruise,
it's different confirmation numbers and everything.
Yeah. Everything's
different confirmation
separate.
Numbers. And in my case, even it was different rooms because I booked this so last minute, I couldn't get the same stateroom for both. But I'm really glad I had that experience because it is kind of, I've had clients that do back to back and they stay in the same stateroom. But this gave me an insight into what that process looks like when you're changing rooms. And it turns out they move your stuff for you. And you don't put your bags out. You pack your bags up 2 days, 2 or 3 days before the first cruise ends. You'll receive instructions from the cruise line. In this case, Celebrity was very straightforward in how they do things. You pack up all your stuff, and then they take it and they move it for you. Don't put your bags in the hallway, or they'll go on a trip without you. That's not fun for anybody. But you just leave them in the, and the attendant actually moves them to your next room for you. And in my case, we were off on an excursion. So then when we came back, just went right into my room and my stuff was there and everything was good. But for those who maybe were going to stay on board and not do an excursion that day, that process, what that looks like, if you're not changing cabins, you have to get off the ship. You've got to go off the ship and come back. And
with your passport.
With your passport and your stuff and everything.
You got to re-show everything.
This was a very unique experience for me. All the travel I've done, this is the only time in my life I really felt like I had my crap together. Because I left with like just a little purse. Normally you get off and you've got like all your worldly possessions. And so you're kind of looking around and you're like, oh, you're watching all these people get off, weren't coming back, and they've got all, everything they own. So that was kind of a unique, and this definitely something that I look forward to doing in the future too, is that something that.
So question though, if you're getting off, I've not done a back-to-back. So, if let's say you don't have an excursion booked, you just want to hop off the ship, go back through the, you know, show your passport and just basically recheck in with the porter at the cruise terminal. Are you expedited back on or?
Yes. It is an expedited
process. So you kind of get first priority.
Yes. And then here's another little hack, because I was traveling with a group. And when you are with a group, you get an even better, I think it's an even a little, at least with Celebrity, I feel like it's a better setup, where we got all of our keys and everything already. We already had all of, so you get off with both your old boarding pass and your new one. Everything before, so we didn't have to go down to the lounge. But there, for everyone else, there will be an area set up in, like, say, Tuscan Grill or somewhere. There'll be a area set up that you go pick up your new key card, sea pass.
Oh, it's not going to be outside your door like it normally is.
No, but
that's just for a back-to-back, right?
That's just for back-to-back.
Okay, so you go and pick it up. Okay.
You'll pick it up because you have to do new picture, sometimes new picture, or they do the picture. So, but that was, it was a very, there's a little lounge area, and each port is going to be different. How the port was in Sydney, I believe there was a lounge area there for people who were maybe waiting to get back on. But it is an expedited process. It's pretty quick. And then if you are in the same cabin, of course, you don't have to wait for your stateroom because your staterooms are already available. And then you can just go to the bar, the lounge, the coffee shop, which that was the place to be on the edge, was the coffee shop.
So I have a question. So if you're in the same cabin, are you getting a brand new key card? So do you still go and pick up a new, because it's a new cruise. So technically you get.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They hand you the new key card.
Okay, whether you're,
that's where you're going to pick up your new,
whether you're in a new cabin or the existing cabin. Yes. Is it the same process for both?
It's the same scenarios. Because it's a completely different cruise, so it'll have different dates on the card.
Yep.
So for your second cruise, did you find yourself going to your original cabin?
The first day I did catch myself like, oh, I gotta turn that autopilot off, and then
because you were on, I mean, that was a long cruise. Both of these were a little longer than normal.
It was very long. The saddest thing was losing my attendant, but there were people who stayed in the same cabin and then they lost their attendant anyway because they were rotating or going on vacation or whatever. So it wasn't, it's not a guarantee when you do a back-to-back that you'll get the same stateroom attendant, but that would have been nice because she was, they were both lovely, but she was very sweet. So,
yeah,
but yeah, they kind of make it very seamless for you. And, you know, another great thing about doing this way is that you're all of that stress, and you don't realize how much of that, I mean, maybe this is just me because I'm a crazy person, but I always feel like the last day on the cruise, the last 2 days, you're like running around trying to take, especially us trying to take pictures, video, like, you oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't go, someone's going to ask about this and I'm not going to be able to tell them. I didn't have any of that anxiety in doing a back-to-back. In fact, I think for me, I'm glad it was 21, because if it had been, I love you, celebrity. Please don't hate me for saying this, but I feel like I could not do this if it wasn't on an Edge class.
Well, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I need learning about yourself. You learn something about yourself every time you travel. So, what I learned about myself on this trip was that I explored every inch of that ship, and I could write a thesis about how I think they should have designed.
Maybe they fixed that stuff on the Excel class.
by the end, on the newer ships there is more, because and I did it in reverse because I've sailed on Beyond, and some of the features that are on Beyond are not on the Edge.
Oh,
and okay. There is an area there that's like all the, like, the luxury shops and stuff. And we all kept saying the same thing. Gosh, it would be great if there was a coffee place over here, because the coffee place, the line is so long. It's like the hottest spot on the ship. Forget the bar. It's easier to get a drink in the bar than it is to get
that's
a coffee.
So funny.
But that it just needed like a couple more things, little pain points, and those things that you don't normally notice on a cruise, but you will notice if you're on any ship for 21 nights.
Yeah,
you'll find those things. So, but you'll also find all the cool places to hang out. So now, when I sail on the Edge again, which I will sail on Edge again, I'll know exactly where I'm going to hang out and where, you know.
Yeah, you spent like 3 weeks. Well, and I love that you did this when you were in New Zealand and Australia too, mm-hmm. because that's a place that you want to spend a good long time when you're going that far.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah. And I couldn't imagine. I would have been so unsatisfied if I had just done one or the other. I really think having both was key. Some of the things that I was worried about and that people might want to take into consideration, food. It does get a little repetitive. The dining room selections do not change. Mm-hmm. It's the same menus. Now, thankfully, Celebrity has an amazing buffet option. So I did that quite a bit more than I normally would have, just for the variety, or to be able to get the fresh sandwiches, baguette sandwiches made right there and sliced and things like that. But the specialty restaurants, boy, that's really you. If you're a specialty restaurant lover, doing a longer sailing is, I mean, having the specialty restaurants in play really made a difference. We did the omakase dinner, which was one of the best meals. Probably the best meal I've ever had at sea.
Wow.
Easy. Then, you know, finding those little favorite things on the menu to get, and then being able to get them a couple extra times. That was kind of a unique experience too, because normally you get a chance to have it once and then you're, oh no, I got to try something else. But now I was able to have it. But if you're a person who needs a wide variety of food, then definitely pay attention to that when you're selecting your ship and your sailing. The same thing for entertainment too. The entertainment's going to be the same, but thankfully there's always so much to do, I feel, on these ships now that you can kind of space it out.
Tell me the truth. Did you kind of go to the same trivia twice and then do like really good the second time?
No, I didn't, but that's a great idea.
Sandy, that's a brilliant idea. Okay.
You're like, I'm just really good at this.
I'm so
that's
smart.
What I'm going to do.
No, we actually did make it to a couple of the trivias, and they had the really great music trivia. It was like Diva diva pop star, diva, great diva trivia. It was wonderful. But they had karaoke. And so, you know me, I was singing like they, I was singing like I was on payroll. I was there every night doing the, and then when they have the live band karaoke, doing a back to back was great because I had even more chances to sing live band karaoke. So that's.
Oh, that's really cool. Live band. Did they, so, did the people start to like recognize you and did you feel like they knew you?
Oh, they called me the singer. All the staff on the ship knew who I was, and it got to be like by the end. I mean, they knew your drinks. They knew how you like your drinks after the first sailing. They, you know, that's the other thing that makes this for. If you're someone who loves, like I love small ship cruising because they get to know you so quickly, and it really does create that atmosphere. But on a bigger ship, you can't get that. Unless you're on the ship for a long period of time, that's the hack because then they remember you. And it could be, it could be because I was doing karaoke, but I got a lot of, oh, I'm a singer. Oh, Lindsay, are you going to sing? Are you going to sing? It's very.
So you did this with a group.
I did it.
Was it people you knew?
No, okay. Well, I knew a couple of them, but it was a friend of mine and their group of people. So, that was very interesting, and in fact, I like that experience so much that I'm setting up a group to do back-to-back, and Australia is involved, so that will be in the future, and the Edge is involved. So.
Oh, that's well, awesome. That's
really stay awesome. Tuned. Are you going to do it on the Edge again?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, join Lindsay's group because you got your own personal tour guide. She can lead you around.
The group rates include the drink package too, right?
So yes. Nice. Yeah. This is the hack. You know, you want to do a back-to-back, and I really think you want to do it with a group because then you're getting all of the perks. You're getting the onboard credit. You're getting, and then there are ways that we can streamline it as group leaders to make this whole process even easier. Yeah. So I have a few things planned that I think that we'll all have fun doing.
I have a logistics question.
Okay.
Did you have to do laundry on board?
I did, but we did get a coup. That's part of the group. We got a coupon for back to back. We got a coupon for laundry. So that just,
is that just something that's available to a group when you're doing a back to back, or is that,
That was a perk for our group for the back to back.
Just
yes.
This particular group. Okay.
For the
that's for really
back
cool.
to back, yes.
Yeah, that's really 21 cool. days. 21 yeah. days I would need to do laundry. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I made a couple mistakes that I will not be making in the future. I really thought, you know, 21, I'm going to be able to keep up my, I brought all my protein powders and all my things with me. And I was doing so good. Like the first cruise I did, but by the second cruise,
Well, I mean, that's because you did it for one of them. Yeah.
And I did the spa pass for the first sailing, but I really, in hindsight, I did that incorrectly because I should have done the spa pass for the second sailing because we had more port days, so that was another mistake I made. I was just so excited to get it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get the spa pass, I'm gonna go sit in the sauna, and it was beautiful. The sauna on the Edge is gorgeous. You've got the water, you can sit in there in the sauna and look out the window. The water's right there. Awesome. And they've got all this beautiful area with all these egg chair swings that I love, and this nice quiet area to read. And definitely this is the way to go if you want to have some downtime and kind of have a little vacation with your vacation, because I know we all go on vacation but then we need a vacation when we come home. Doing a back-to-back I think gives you a better marriage of the two. You get to be active, but then you also have enough time to do downtime without feeling like you're missing out on something.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to, and you get to see so many cool places and you just unpack that one time, but you get so many great destinations. Just like in the Caribbean, because a lot of the, like I mentioned in the beginning, a lot of the clients will, you know, they'll kind of flip flop. Like one week the ship, you know, is doing the Eastern itinerary, the next week Western, and they kind of flip flop back and forth. So you do a back to back and you get so many cool stops and you just unpack one time. Unless you have to switch cabins. So,
well, even that,
maybe try not to do that.
I actually think that that was good for a shopper like me because it was a reality check on how much space I had left. I will stand on that even if I am in the same cabin, I will repack my bags like I'm leaving the ship because I want to make sure that I'm not, because the shopping on that trip was pretty, I mean, we hit every drugstore.
Really?
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that you didn't take that day when you're switching the itineraries and go mail stuff home to yourself.
Yeah. I probably could have done that, but I wasn't full. I still had a lot of space. I actually packed very conservatively my clothes and stuff for that particular trip because I knew it was so long. And I actually came home with space. So
wow, okay.
That was.
Who are you?
I know, right? Who am I? Like,
learning from your mistakes.
Yeah.
So, but we'll I'm see. Trying to think of like the other picking when you're picking your ship, picking based on space. I think if you're going for a very long period of time, I was familiar with the Edge class ships, but I don't think this is something I would want to try and spend 21 nights on a ship that I wasn't even a little bit from, like a cruise line I'd never been on, or I wouldn't want to do that. Like my clients who've done longer sailings or have done the world cruise, or really, you really need to even, I mean, they sailed on the ship before they went on the world cruise. You want to make sure that you are going to be comfortable. Because the last thing you want to do is get stuck on a ship where you don't like the food, you don't like the anything, now you're there for 21 or 50 or 180 nights or 274 nights.
Especially if it's like an older ship. Like this is a newer one, but
And I'm even excited to sail again because I know that they were making changes, to how they use that bazaar area. Now the new area is going to be the bazaar. So it'll be different the next time I am on board. I think this was great because I left at the end and I didn't feel like, oh gosh, I didn't have that feeling of I wish I just had more. I was ready to go. I wasn't like, oh, too long ready to go, but I was ready. I was ready to go.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. After 21 days, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's 3 weeks. I don't know. That's a long time. Did you work? That would be really nice to.
I worked and
is great for people that maybe work from home. Yeah. Grab your computer and go hop on a ship and just live there for, 21 days.
I said that about transatlantic when I did the transatlantic just to work, just to reset your mind and even just to get away and or crafting or anything, reading, bring your books, go get your to read list. And that's one of the things, there were a couple points where I was like, gosh, I wish there was more to do on the ship. But really, I'm glad that there was the amount of stuff to do that there was on that ship because it forced me a little bit to relax on our sea days. I got to crack open a book and read a book, which I think I've been carrying books around with me on cruise ships for a long time. And this was one of the first cruises I actually cracked a book open and sat and read and...
one of my favorite things. I love to just curl up with my book.
Curl up and book. I read so much at home. It's I feel like when I travel, I'm like, oh, I want to travel, but I really do enjoy reading on the ship now. And I've done in the past where I've take craft projects and there was a woman in our group who loves to knit, and so it was cool to watch her progress because she was done by the end of the group. Wow. She was done with her project.
Oh wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think this is a great way to have that marriage of both where you're getting to see and explore new destinations, but you're also getting a little bit of recharge time, which I don't think we, and I'm including myself in this, I don't think we as Americans do nowhere near enough of.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah.
And this, what a great way to, like, I reset my sauna habit. Like, just the health benefits of being in the sauna. No, seriously, I can go to the sauna at the gym here, but then I got to drive, and it's a whole thing. But when you're on the ship and you're just walking down the hallway to the sauna and doing the sauna every day, that was really cool to get to do that.
So what you're saying is there's health benefits to booking, to sailing back to back.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So for your health, you should definitely...
I think for everybody.
I mean, that's what I heard.
I'm not a doctor, but...
Close enough. You're close enough.
My agent prescribed me.
Yeah. Mine did too. So.
Yeah.
Gosh, what else? What else have we not covered?
So, yeah, I think that's the big thing, the big benefits of doing the back to back and getting more.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a 21-day cruise. I mean, this is a hefty.
Oh gosh,
I mean, this is a hefty cruise. Like, I mean, because you know some of the other cruise lines, you know, have big brand new ships that do. You know, just like people do like a 3 or 4 night, like, you know, there might be a 3 night that they want to do and then they'll tack on a 4 night and kind of, so it really ends up just being about a week, but there's cruise, there's some brand new ships that do the small,
I think it just short depends. Nights. Yeah. It depends on what kind of a sailor you are.
Yes. I mean, there's lots of options guess what I'm trying to say is there's, you know, tons of,
I couldn't do a 3. I'm to the point now where I've spent so much time at sea that the thought of doing a 3 or 4 or even 7 night is like, that's not long enough. I want longer. So I think 21 was my sweet spot. I don't think, I think I need land. Because I did land afterwards. I did land beforehand. Could I have then turned around and got back on another one? Possibly, depending on where it was going. This particular, the Edge runs these two sailings, and then there's also an itinerary that goes to Fiji. So you could actually do all three if you really wanted to, and I think that would be quite an amazing adventure. But that, like you said, you can just pair two shorter cruises if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. I think a good, for me personally, I wouldn't want to do less than 2 weeks. Especially if you have to move a cabin or if you're, you know, getting off and get back on, because you want to make sure you have enough port days and sea days, if that makes sense. And I feel like you
want a nice mix.
Yeah, you want a nice mix, or maybe even some, you know, I don't know, land and, but
cool. All right, so stay tuned. Lindsay's going to put together another back to back on the Edge. So stay tuned. We'll sit and you can hop on board with her and she'll take you around. All right. Well, I will come with you. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So on behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.